Hi, I'm Teresa Hegel, and this is Wearables Talk. I'm speaking with Eric Campbell, Partner Relationship Manager for software company Deco Network. We'll be talking about his new position and why industry education and training are so important for apparel decorators. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thank you very much for having me.
So my first question is just about your new position with Deco Network. Can you tell me a little bit about it and why you decided to leave the production side of the industry?
Well, certainly, first, I'd like to say, you know, my title, sometimes people look at it and they go, oh, it sounds like it's a good thing, but I don't really know what it is. So
right.
I'm a partner relationship manager. It's a fancy way to say that I'm a bridge between all the important people who kind of surround Deco Network and everybody in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'm definitely connecting everybody in the kind of manufacturing and distributing world with Deco Network. We're trying to offer value to help them sell on our platform. And to make sure that they're available through Deco Network to the people who we serve, to our licensees, to decorators. But also, I'm connecting with our other partners, because we consider our licensees, the people who run Deco Network, to be our partners as well. We're partners in their business, because honestly, in the end, we just want everyone to do the best business they can. That's the great thing about the position I'm in. So as partner relationship manager, I get to be a bridge between the industry, between the distributors, between the manufacturers, and the people at Deco Network. And the cool thing that I'm getting to do as well is a lot of education. I almost don't see it as leaving the production side so much as stepping out of the competition so that I get to help everybody.
Right.
Yeah, it's when you're a decorator, there is always a little edge of, you know, this is a guy who could take a job from you. This is someone who might do that work that I want to do. So when you ask a question, you might be a little cagey. But now I get to educate people, and there's no question that I'm trying to help you. There's no question that everything I do is to make your business better, especially when we're talking about our partners.
Right.
And the other really cool thing is that I get to be a bridge between the on-the-floor decorator, the people in the shop, and the people at Deco Network. Especially in the U.S., we didn't have as many kind of, you know, ex-decorators hanging around in the shop. And now in the U.S. office, I get to take my experience, and I'm doing a lot of internal training so that all of our customer service people, all of the people who are working with clients, all of the people who are working on marketing, anything, can ask me about the experiences I've had in almost, you know, 20 years in the shops.
Oh, awesome. So why is it so important for apparel decorators to keep up with industry developments and to, you know, to seek out training and education?
Well, certainly when you're talking about just keeping up with industry developments, you're talking about keeping up with the industry news and certainly the things that, like, you guys do at Wearables, you know, letting people know what's happening in the general stream. I feel like disruption is happening all the time. It's coming from every angle. It's really easy for us to dismiss a new technology, especially if you're in an established shop, and find out, you know, a little bit later down the road that that's become the new normal. Certainly when I started decorating, I don't think anybody would have thought that DTG would be what it is today, or that, honestly, things out in the major retail space, like the way Amazon changed our expectations of shipping and reliability, we could not have expected how short our lead times would be and how much that would be just normal now and not a rush job, not something that was difficult, it was something we just have to do.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't kind of poke our heads up above the stream, the current of what's going on, we're going to get carried away with it. We need to be able to kind of lift ourselves above it and look at our environment and what's going on and be able to react to it. You can't find opportunity if you don't know what's changing around you. And when we're talking about, like, on the shop floor level, training is important because, honestly, all the equipment and capital in the world is useless if we don't know how to use it or if our people aren't really trained up. Not to mention cross-training is super important. I know that there's lots of shops that lose a critical employee and then they suffer because they haven't really spent the time training. And funny enough, some people are afraid to train because they know those critical people might leave with that information. But honestly, you can't afford not to have all the people in your shop knowing what they do.
Right, right. So I guess on like kind of a broader level, what are some of the biggest challenges that decorators are facing right now, and how can they be overcome?
I think the biggest one is that decoration can become a commodity. Even though I would always say, and I've always argued this through all the writing I've done, that quality is very important, I have to admit, in kind of a sad turn of events, you find out that there's a lot of customers that don't care about that last 10% that takes something from good to great.
Right. Right. They just think good enough is good enough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'd be surprised that some people, there's just another priority, and you actually have to kind of open your mind. It's hard as a decorator, as an artist of any kind, to look at what you do and say, okay, they might not care. It might be more important for them to be quick. It might be more important for them to have the right materials that they care about, or something else that doesn't have to do with the necessary quality of the decoration. But that's true. And they may, I think, really customers are swayed now by the experience they have working with you, and that we have to be decoration consultants and garment consultants and promo products consultants instead of just decorators. We have to have that knowledge. Also, that's why training is so important. We have to know enough and be able to share enough that we provide value and reduce friction in doing business with our companies.
Right.
I think the other thing about it is that there's something to be said for being yourself and having a unique voice and finding the tribe of people who want to work with the company you are. I mean, there's a lot of space out there. There's a lot of room in the industry for us all to make some money and do some good, help people express themselves. And being yourself and working toward goals that are, you know, unique to you, that's going to be helpful, because it's one of the ways you can differentiate yourself, and it keeps you from being a commodity.
Right. So it makes sense. Like, there's not every client is going to be the right fit for you even. So.
Oh, absolutely not. And I mean, in a world where, I mean, I talked about Amazon before, but with Amazon, you know, getting a bunch of direct-to-garment printers, having a new patent out for kind of just-in-time production, creation and printing of garments, there's a high chance that both technology and the larger corporate entities are going to come along and make more decoration even more of a commodity, easier to order. So we have to be aware of that. Once again, we got to keep our head above that stream. And part of what we're going to do is to be real people on the ground, to have our actual purposes and our cultures out there and express ourselves. And that's part of how we're going to separate ourselves from what can always be kind of a faceless way of doing business.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Eric.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me again.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have. I'm Teresa Hegel. Thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.